Are we seeing a weapon of mass distraction?
But right now, it's a critical time because we know that we not only fight for Ukraine, we fight for this new world order.
Welcome to Understanding the Times Radio with Jan Markell, Radio for the Remnant, brought to you by Olive Tree Ministries. Today, Jan spends the hour in part one of programming with Pastor Billy Crone. Could the conflict between Ukraine and Russia be a weapon of mass distraction, covering up a dozen other stories the globalists don't want you to see? We think so, and we'll talk about it this hour. What are the biblical and prophetic implications? Here is today's program.
It's a remarkable exchange. What are we watching here, apart from a conversation between two incredibly shallow people who have limited contact with reality? What we're watching is the beginning of a war between the United States and Russia. If that sounds jarring, what else would you call it? Now, you may support everything that Tony Blinken just said. Maybe you do support it. But let's not lie about what's happening. Let's be as honest and clear-eyed as we can be, especially now, because it matters. The Biden administration just inserted itself with force into the middle of a hot war between two foreign powers. That means the United States is now an active participant in a war. We are at war with Russia. Whether or not that war has been officially declared, whether or not Congress has authorized that war, all of that is irrelevant. That war is happening right now as we watch. Why is no one in Washington saying anything about this? Because they support it. They always have.
Glad you can join me today for Understanding the Times Radio. Is it possible to understand our times? It's getting more and more difficult. We're going to be looking at the situation in Eastern Europe for the hour and trying to draw some items biblically. A Ukrainian member of parliament, Kira Rudik, well, I think she may have said something that was a mistake. In February, she said out loud what their government has been hiding. She told Fox News they were fighting for the New World Order. She admitted they were in a war to maintain the neoliberal global order. She maintains that the fight is critical, that it threatens the disruption of the establishment of the Great Reset. I actually played that clip last week. It's just 40 seconds. Let's play it again.
For the rest of us that aren't Ukrainians, I think the world, quite frankly, Kira, is surprised by the will of the Ukrainian people to stand up and fight. Are you?
Well, I'm not surprised. We have been fighting Putin for the last 8 years, and we had three revolutions in our country when we did not agree with what was going on with the direction of where we're moving in. But right now, it's a critical time because we know that we not only fight for Ukraine, we fight for this new world order for the democratic countries. We knew that we are the shield for the Europe. We knew that we are protecting not only Ukraine, we are protecting like all the other countries that would be next if we fail. That's why we just cannot fail.
It's obvious that some are fighting for this new world order. There's some very sinister things happening right now. I keep reminding you, global government is trying earnestly to be birthed. Unfortunately, the church is still here, so that's very difficult to do. And the vehicle is the World Economic Forum, which you hear us talk about almost weekly here on the program, headed by Klaus Schwab. So the COVID pandemic could only take the collapsing of world economies so far. And we've talked on the program about other calamities to destabilize the globe and hasten global government, from the climate change issue to an obvious one, war. But is Vladimir Putin a part of the one world agenda? Likely not. He wants to expand his empire, probably to the area of the old Soviet Union and even beyond. I have said before that he seems, at this point in time, almost possessed and empowered by the demonic. And only the possessed and the demonized do what he's doing by way of collateral damage to both people and possessions there in Ukraine. And maybe, just maybe, he has been empowered to be Gog, G-O-G, from the land of Magog. We do not know that. But Gog from the land of Magog will lead that Russian invasion of Israel that we talked about extensively last weekend on air. Joining me for the hour is Pastor Billy Crone from Sunrise Bible Church in Las Vegas, Nevada. And in talking with him this week, we have concluded that we must bring to light some issues that are not being talked about. Pastor Billy Crone, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Jan. It's always great to be on.
Folks, we're going to play some clips because I really want you to get a better picture. You know who Vladimir Putin is. Pastor Crone, we've got a man by the name of Volodymyr Zelensky being hailed as a savior right now, a knight in shining armor. He's actually one of the young global trainees of the World Economic Forum. Tell me what you know. I want to play some clips and want to help the people understand who this guy is.
I think you just hit the nail on the head. That's going to tell you who this guy really is, who he really works for, and what his real agenda is. Zelensky, of course, he's a part of the World Economic Forum crowd. The World Economic Forum crowd are the ones who've been responsible for the last 2 years with the COVID issue, using that crisis to push them further along their stated goal. And their stated goal is by 2030, they want to usher in what they call the Great Reset, a new utopia that they want to recreate the planet in their version, their image, if you will, where you'll own nothing and apparently be happy with that. These people telegraph, they tell you what they will do in advance. In order for that to happen, they have to first crash the global economy. As you stated, Jan, at the beginning, COVID brought them pretty far, but not far enough.
Yes.
It's a step-by-step, slow process, like a frog in a pot warming you up to this great reset, i.e. crashing the economy. And so what's the next step? To further crash the global system so you could rebuild it in your image, the great reset. I believe that's what's going on with this war with Russia and Ukraine.
Okay.
I'm not picking sides. I'm not saying Russia's innocent, and they've got their own agenda. I'm convinced of that, too. But since Ukraine's president is a part of the World Economic Forum, that tells me this is a part of the World Economic's Great Reset plan. And sure enough, we see that.
Let me just go to a message you gave very recently, actually, in your church, because you say that the powers that be want a distraction right now. And you say, be careful of the narrative. They're using sleight of hand. And there's a narrative because the media is driving it. And granted, it's hard to trust the media. At the same time, I've seen some very brave young Fox reporters standing out there with bombs going off behind them. So I don't want to totally put down some of the conservative media. But I agree with you. They've messed up just about every major world situation in the last 50 to 100 years. But here are some of the distractions, Billy Crone. For instance, the CDC has acknowledged the failure of the COVID vaccine. Mr. Biden has extended his national emergency powers. The vaccine passports are still either here or on the horizon in many places, including some red states. Fourth distraction, COVID did a good job of hurting economies around the world, but we need something to really hit the economies hard. How about $8 a gallon gasoline and food prices almost making food no longer affordable for anybody? How about skyrocketing fertilizer, supply chain issues, shortage of wheat, smart health cards being rolled out, digital card with all health info on it? What I just listed are bullet points and their distractions to the American people, to the global population. How does this play in?
They're done with what I call the first leg of their goal, the Great Reset. They got to crash the global economy. COVID, the pandemic, was the first leg. If you notice, all of a sudden it's gone away. Now the focus is on Russia, Ukraine, World War III. Oh, no, oh, no. And I'm not saying that's not a concern, but what I'm saying is they want us to hurry up and drop that like a hot rock, because that's not where they want us to be freaking out anymore, because it's done its job to a certain extent. But that was just the first leg. The second leg is now to drive us further along to destroy the global economy, they need war. I think this war is being done deliberately, because you look at the same media, they're making some statements that are like suicidal. It's like, are you serious? Are you trying to start a war over there? I think so too. Just like COVID was pre-planned and rolled out upon us, I think that these guys are purposely poking the bear, i.e. Russia, Putin, to create and trigger this next crisis that will do what they want it to do, which we're already seeing. And they're telling us it's going to make gas prices go even higher. It's going to create even further problems with the global supply chain. It's going to create now a food crisis, not just with the wheat and the grains and the barley that Ukraine's a big part of, but with the rising gas prices, that also affects the transportation system, the agricultural system, and all that does is drive up prices. And then, of course, with Russia, and then you're giving them all these economic sanctions, then it's going to force them to hold back on what they have to offer us, things like fertilizer and things that the world needs, which is going to further exacerbate the food problems. If you look at the Great Reset agenda, that's exactly what they want. COVID got you pretty far, but you're not there at your stated goal. We need crises that will continually, utterly crash the system. And I believe this war from the Great Reset angle is the second leg of their desire.
But could this war in Ukraine be a weapon of mass distraction? Would that be a stretch to say that?
Oh, no, because I really think, Jen, there's a multitude of reasons why this is happening. One, of course, to advance the Great Reset agenda. Two is to get our eyes certainly off the COVID issue, because we need to focus on this next.
Yes, and I gave a bunch of bullet points that
exactly.
are distractions.
Right. But there's also some other things that I would lay down there. You mentioned about the vaccine passports, the mm-hmm. emergency powers, and
right.
the World Health Organization is building a global vaccine passport system.
Right.
So they want to take this global. But at the same time, there's other issues that they don't want us to focus on, because I think that will wake people up to see just how much our government has been infiltrated by these World Economic Forum guys and devotees. But the last election cycle, a lot of the things are now coming out. Zuckerberg is in huge trouble
yep.
because of election bribery. But hey, don't think about that, Jen. You need to think about Russia and Ukraine and the war over there. Another aspect, many different states in the United States are now coming out and saying it was a complete sham, the 2020 election, and they're looking at criminality, charging people. But hey, don't think about that. Think about Russia. Another one, nobody's talking about this, is crazy. The Durham report, mm-hmm. which admittedly, there's now solid proof that Hillary, Obama, and the Bidens, to name a few, honestly, they were spying on a prior and sitting president of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
That's treason. And it's all out there. It's not a conspiracy theory. But nobody's talking about that. And this is what the media does. The media doesn't necessarily report the facts. The media presents the narrative that, unfortunately, these global elites want you to focus on. It's a sleight of hand. Don't look at this. Look over here for various reasons. So I think it's a multitude of things. And I'll just add this, Jim. A lot of us in the Christian community, some of us came to the realization earlier than later, but we realized that, you know what? We were lied to.
Yeah.
We were lied on a massive scale over this COVID. It's not a pandemic, it's a plandemic. And now it's just, that's old news. We all know that now, unfortunately, as horrible as that was. Here's my point, and this is what I warned the congregation with my message. If you think the same lying, lamestream media, who admittedly we all know now, has told lie after lie for the last 2 years, all of a sudden turned a new leaf, and they're going to tell us nothing but the truth over this next narrative with Russia and Ukraine, and I joke to the congregation to make the point, I says, if that's you, raise your hand and slap yourself with it. Because come on, as Christians, we got to be more discerning than that. We're
Absolutely.
The people that follow the truth, certainly God's truth, but we need to be sharing accurate information. So don't be so quick to jump on this next bandwagon that the stated elites want you to focus on. I'm not saying it's not real. I'm not saying that Russia gets a free pass. I'm
Absolutely.
Not saying that there
they
aren't horrible things going on.
They cannot get a free pass. They can't.
But at the same time, you have to use discernment and realize not everything we're being told is really what's going on.
Let me build on that for just a moment here. Folks, if you just join me, you're listening to Understanding the Times Radio. I'm Jan Markell. I have on the line from Las Vegas, Nevada, very familiar voice of Pastor Billy Crone. He pastors Sunrise Bible Church in Las Vegas. Learn much more at getalifemedia.com, getalifemedia.com. We'll say more about his products. We're going to feature one of them and maybe two of them next week. Folks, I want to take a closer look this hour at Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Quoting Wayne Allen Root here, it's been reported Soros-funded Volodymyr Zelensky and then installed him as president of Ukraine, one of the most corrupt nations on earth. And then Root goes on to say, number one, I think this war is a WMD, a weapon of mass distraction to get your mind off the disasters Biden has created at home, including open borders, massive inflation, vaccine mandates, crippling economy, worst crime wave in history, worst retreat of the U.S. military in history from Afghanistan, raging per gallon gasoline, etc. Number two, this is a pure wag the dog theater to save Biden from the worst polls in modern history. Instead of hating Biden, they want you to hate Putin. Number three, this is all part of Soros and the Klaus Schwab's Great Reset. They want to make us all obedient serfs and slaves. They need World War III as a distraction while they harm America and capitalism and take your freedom away. Here's my conclusion. This is Wayne Allen Root. I'm not for Russia. I'll never be a fan of Putin. He's out for only himself and a new dominant Russian empire. I'm not telling you to take Russia's side. They are evil. But I know if Soros is behind Ukraine, then Ukraine is also a bad guy. And if Soros wants us involved, I know this war is not in America's best interest. I know the media is feeding us a load of lies and propaganda under Soros' direction. Did you want to comment, Billy Crone?
Wayne Root, he's a great guy and a great source of being able to have the courage to speak up and what's going on. And I would agree. I think that there's a multitude of layers of an agenda that's going on here. But the common sense to me, if you can demonstrate that Zelensky is a part of the World Economic Forum,
yes,
that is enough for me to say, slow down, use discernment. Don't wait until 2 years when we finally realize how much we got schnookered over COVID. Use that discernment now. Are they doing the same thing with a different agenda, with a different news cycle? And how does it play into their goal? Again, they told us the goal.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm convinced that Zelensky is a part of it. And again, Russia, I'm not saying Putin doesn't have his agenda. Of course he does. And I would agree with Mr. Root that Russia, they have their own plans of domination in the world. If you look at it from their view, you look at the behavior of what's going on with NATO. This has been a slow poke of the bear coming.
Yeah.
You look at the original maps from NATO post-World War II, and you look at the territory that Russia had after World War II. Now you look at the NATO map today, Russia has lost a ton of territory that's now been NATOized, if you will. And now they want to do the same to Ukraine. Look at the map. Ukraine is a huge chunk of Russian territory. And of course, that's what Putin says. He says, I'm taking my territory back. I'm not saying that he gets a free pass. But what I'm saying is, I believe that this is being done deliberately because they need now to further push the economy down the tubes. And COVID got them so far, mm-hmm. but not nearly far enough. And I believe this Russia-Ukraine thing, they're deliberately and have been for a long time poking the bear. And then when you make insane statements publicly, let's assassinate this guy. What do you expect him to do?
I want to play a couple of clips here and talk about them, Billy Crone. It's a radio podcast of Charlie Kirk, and he's interviewing Pedro Gonzalez, who's a writer for Chronicles magazine. And they're taking a look a little bit more deeply, just as we're trying to do this hour, folks.
We have Pedro Gonzalez. He goes deep into the Ukraine disinformation campaign. Now, if you are sympathetic to the Ukrainians, you should be sympathetic to the Ukrainian people. I'm right there with you. But the Ukrainian government and the information being pushed out by Ukraine is something that is worth a second and third glance. I'm by no means trying to say that Putin is in the right. Putin is evil for what he has done. We make that point multiple times through this podcast. But the way you look at the Ukrainian government is also really important. And Pedro makes that case, I think, better than anybody else in a factual, largely uninterrupted way. I kind of just listen and take notes. He does a tremendous job. I was really moved by a friend of mine's Twitter feed this morning about how Ukraine and their government, not the people of Ukraine, we need to make that distinction, they have been misrepresenting things intentionally. And he's a very smart man, and he seems to be always ahead of the curve about what's happening in our country and the world. It's Pedro Gonzalez. Pedro, welcome back to the Charlie Kirk Show.
Hey, Charlie. Thanks for having me back.
Of course. Tell us about your Twitter feed, and we'll go from there.
Unfortunately, Twitter actually seems to be the best vehicle for pushing back against what I don't know how else to describe as Ukrainian propaganda. A lot of this stuff actually comes straight from the president of Ukraine himself, Zelensky, and his officials. I try not to use Twitter excessively because I think it rots your brain, but I have never seen so many stories that are completely fake go viral at the rate that they are right now. And so I've, like I said, unfortunately, been spending a lot of time on Twitter trying to push back on this stuff because the purpose of all of these different lies, sometimes it's subtle, sometimes it's not so subtle, and we'll get into that. But the purpose of them is to get the United States and NATO into a broader conflict. This would essentially be World War III, except between countries with nuclear weapons. So there's a real reason and a real interest in pushing back on this. I'm not pro-Russia, I'm not pro-Ukraine, I'm pro-America. And anyone who threatens the American national interest, I don't care if they've been sanctified by the media, in this case, Zelensky and his government, again, not the Ukrainian civilians, who I feel deeply sorry for because they're caught in the middle of this. But anyone who threatens the American interest is going to have my full attention. Probably one of the most viral stories that came out first was the Ghost of Kiev, this story about a Ukrainian fighter ace who shot down a bunch of Russians and was just kind of like this living legend, right? The story went totally viral. It was shared by Dan Crenshaw and Adam Kinzinger. It's fake. There's no evidence that this guy existed. But incredibly, you didn't just have congressmen sharing the story about this. You had the media actually defending the fact that it was fake. Military.com defended the myth of the Ghost of Kiev. In other words, a US-based military publication defended foreign propaganda. Another one that went really viral was the story of Snake Island. Supposedly, Ukrainians on this military installation were killed to a man by a Russian warship, And it was framed in a way that, on the one hand, it made the Ukrainians look like they were at the Alamo. On the other hand, it was designed to make us want to get into it, right? Because these inhuman savages had killed these soldiers who were essentially vulnerable and prepared to surrender. And Zelensky himself promoted it as if it was true. He used their funeral as a kind of propaganda item. But it turns out that those soldiers surrendered. They were captured. They were given food, water. One of them was even interviewed by the media, and he reacted with confusion when he found out that he was killed in action and that Zelensky had used his funeral as, again, to gin up support for getting other countries into this war.
Billy Crone, you and I have talked about this for 20 minutes before I played that clip. So we've got massive misrepresentation going on and documented as fact when it's fiction.
Exactly, Jan. And to me, that's another clue that, please, again, I just encourage the Christian community, use discernment. Yeah. Don't make a knee-jerk reaction. Number one, to think that the news media, who's lied consistently, overtly, habitually, nonstop for 2 years on the COVID agenda, all of a sudden is going to turn a new leaf. I'm not saying again that there's not atrocities going on over there in the conflict with Russia and Ukraine. Of course there is. But please use discernment, because as you just played with that clip, Jan, and that's the tip of the iceberg. There's a lot of things that are being pushed to get us to gaslight our brains into rushing into this next narrative. We need to go in there. There's nothing's going to stop this but World War III. Yeah. We got to take Putin out. And all that's going to do is enrage Russia even more. If I were to look at it, I'm going like, you guys are purposely trying to start this war. It sounds crazy, but when you see the same people, including Zelensky and the media, who's already statedly part of the World Economic Forum crowd, then you know why it's for. It's to further destroy the global economy, to take these guys down, their stated goal. We're going to crash it completely by 2030, and then we're going to redo it in our image and create a wonderful utopia, yeah. And you'll own nothing and be happy.
I have an article in front of me from Breitbart London, and I want to talk a little bit about this, and if we have to do it in part two of my programming, we will. And you do a lot of presentations, Billy, on Tribulation Rising, and you talk about Tribulation Rising, this article, Breitbart London, Global Food Crisis, Ukraine War Will Have Catastrophic Effect on Global Food Supply. And then they quote the source here in two paragraphs. The world is heading into a global food crisis thanks to the war in Ukraine, according to the head of the one major agri organization. Russia's ongoing invasion of Ukraine is only going to have a catastrophic effect on the world's supply of food, one of the world's leading fertilizer companies says. And then I'll just read one more paragraph. Both Russia and Ukraine account for a significant portion of the global grain supply, with both nations also having significant roles within the supply of fertilizer as well as raw materials. However, with trade grinding to a halt as a result of the latest stage of the ongoing conflict, the head of one major fertilizer company is sounding off alarm bells. Half the world's population gets food as a result of fertilizers, and if that's removed from the field for some crops, the yield will drop by 50%. Pastor Billy Crone, I want to talk about this in part two of my programming, because what I see so clearly, and we talk about inflation, we talk about these skyrocketing gas prices to the point where some people are quitting their jobs because they can't afford to drive to work. And then we talk here about the coming potential food crisis because of some of the ins and outs here of what we're talking about this hour. And my goodness, could it be any more clear, Pastor Crone, that we are on the threshold of the tribulation, therefore even more so on the threshold of the rapture of the church?
Oh, yeah. The big picture of this, if you want to know where this is headed, You don't have to be a, quote, prophet nor the son thereof. It's just read the Bible. God tells us exactly where ultimately this is going to go. It's going to go to what's called the rise of the Antichrist kingdom. And you're going to see four unthinkable things happen to the planet. All of a sudden, you'll switch to a one-world government, A one-world economy. You'll switch to a global religion around all the system. And you'll go into a cashless society That's globally controlled, micromanaged down to every single person, controlling what they're buying and selling. This is the stated goal of these same guys. They don't call themselves the rise of the Antichrist kingdom. Of course not. That'd freak people out.
Yeah.
It's the Great Reset, the World Economic Forum, the global elites, Jan, who know better than us, and they're here to save us. No, you are what God warned about 2,000 years ago is going to come to this planet in the seven-year tribulation under a global leader called the Antichrist, a global religious cohort called the False Prophet. We not only know that's where it ultimately is going to go. The good news is we have our hope, and that the Bible is very clear that God is going to remove his church prior to the culmination of that at the rapture.
And by the way, folks, this week a new song was introduced with an apocalyptic overtone. Let me quickly add here that we must be very careful to not try to pin the tail on the Antichrist. A few years ago, many suspected Emmanuel Macron to play that role, but he's slipping in popularity and he could be voted out of office here in the next few months. But along comes Volodymyr Zelensky, and he's being painted in apocalyptic overtones. This week, a new song was released by musician John Ondrasik titled, "Can One Man Save the World?" Let me play 1 minute or so of the song.
Who is this comedian? His audience more mass than men. The Superman Ukrainian, I don't know. Great-grandson of the Holocaust, an eastern heart the West has lost. Mail or carry up his cross, I don't know. But he's got everyone thinking. Yeah, he's got all of us thinking. Can one man save the world in a thousand years? Will they say your name, or is this all in vain? Can one man save the world? Will you take stand still in the end? Can one man save the world?
Did you hear that? He's being called the Superman Ukrainian and the great-grandson of the Holocaust. Remember, he's European, he's charismatic, he's Jewish, and he rose from obscurity. He is clearly a type of the Antichrist, and we likely need to leave the speculation there because we are not permitted to know who the final apocalyptic players are. Only God knows. But the world is asking, can one man save the world in that particular song? Because the world wants a savior. Say just a quick word, folks. We are very active on social media. You can find us on Telegram, Facebook, Gab, on Instagram, Rumble, on Twitter. Just another heads up here, we remain on YouTube, but there are over 500 stolen videos of ours that are confusing our YouTube audience. A good way to tell what's our video and what's stolen is we have about 153,000 subscribers, so just look for that. That's the legitimate Olive Tree Ministry posting. Programming like we're doing today, you won't find it on YouTube. We post it on Rumble. We post it on our website, olivetreeviews.org, and go to complete archives. We posted on LightSource and on his channel. I am coming back in just a moment, and we're going to continue my discussion with Pastor Billy Crone, Sunrise Bible Church, Las Vegas, because I have been troubled by some of the disinformation coming out of what is clearly a global crisis. I had an email from Netherlands today, $11 a gallon gasoline. In the Netherlands, they can barely get food, at least that's reasonably priced, so we have some trouble ahead. Where is this going? All we should be caring about is what the Bible has to say about it. So we'll continue to look at that when I get back. Don't go away.
We hope you'll stay in touch with us online through olivetreeviews.org. That's olivetreeviews.org. You can call us Central Time at 763-559-4444. That's 763-559-4444. Write us to the mail at Olive Tree Ministries and Jan Markell, Post Office Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota 55311. That's Post Office Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota 55311. In this unstable, chaotic world that is groaning to be free from the curse of sin, thank you for trusting Understanding the Times Radio and Olive Tree Ministries. We are carrying a new and timely product produced by Pastor Billy Crone, a DVD set entitled, Are You Ready for the Rapture? A 9-DVD set. Laugh, mock, and scoff all you want, but if there's one thing the Bible is clear about, millions of people, specifically Christians, will suddenly disappear from this planet in an immediate flash of events. They will be raptured straight into heaven itself by the Lord Jesus Christ. Unfortunately, Most of our world not only ignores this profound biblical truth, including God's warning to not be left behind, but sadly, even those who profess to be Christians today act like it won't happen anytime soon. Therefore, this study, Are You Ready for the Rapture?, seeks to equip you with the many biblical truths concerning this supernatural departure. Find it in our online store at olivetreeviews.org. That's olivetreeviews.org. Or call our office Central Time at 763-559-4444. That's 763-559-4444. It will also be offered in our print and e-newsletter. Sign up online.
See, when they said you'll own nothing and be happy, it wasn't just stuff. It wasn't just dictating where you get to live and what job you can have and who you get to marry and how many kids, the old Agenda 21 program. But it literally is what you buy and sell, which includes your food.
Are you taking advantage of all that Olive Tree Ministries has to offer, from live streamed events to daily headlines and articles, an active online store, archived radio programs, and more? Visit our website for all details, olivetreeviews.org. That's olivetreeviews.org. Now here are Jan Markell and Pastor Billy Crone to wrap up today's programming.
Another one that you may have seen is Zelensky in body armor on the front lines in kit, supposedly shooting at Russians, just waiting for us to come give him backup. He needs ammunition, not a ride. Totally fake. The pictures are from months or years ago. Several people have already verified that the most viral ones, where he's kind of grinning and stuff and has his helmet in his hand, they're not from this war. They're from before the conflict. There's actually so many of these, it's hard to keep track of them. And a lot of them were actually promoted by Zelensky himself. Another really egregious one was Zelensky claimed that the Russians were deliberately shelling a Jewish memorial site. It's an area that has been set up to commemorate the Jewish victims of the Nazis in World War II. Well, no one cared to actually confirm if that was true until a journalist went there and reported on the ground and said, the site is undamaged. It's not just that it was kind of damaged and ruffled. According to this journalist who was on the ground that took pictures, he said it has literally been untouched. According to Zelensky, it was being destroyed. And when he tweeted about it, he basically said that this is the next Holocaust. Again, trying to get us involved and morally blackmailing us. If you don't get involved, you're complicit in the next Holocaust. That is moral blackmail about something that is really important.
Welcome back, and spending the hour taking a deeper dive into what's actually happening in Eastern Europe and the two parties involved, I think, are trying to draw the whole world into it. Not only that, not only a world war, we're talking about nuclear involvement. As I speak, there's nuclear power plants that are at risk, let's put it that way. So where is that heading? It sounds like we're almost heading into the tribulation. And we've got two very corrupt leaders. We've got a very evil man by the name of Vladimir Putin, which I think every listener would agree. The atrocities that he has perpetrated on innocent people, it's beyond comprehension. And because we're in the 21st century, we're watching them in real time. We've never had that experience before. We've never actually seen a conflict take place, a literal war. We have never seen a cruise missile take out an apartment building in real time. That's how shocking what's going on is. And I think that does something to the psyche of a lot of people. Pastor Billy Cronin, he is my guest for the hour. Would you agree with me that there's something psychologically horrific happening to people who are actually taking some of this in?
Oh, yeah. That's part of the shock and awe aspect. Yeah. Of course, that's something that war does when people have boots on the ground in the past before modern technology. That's something that soldiers who are there historically have had to deal with, coming back with those memories and how that affects them for the rest of their life. Well, we're not actually on the ground, but we get to see what's going on the ground with modern technology. So there is a shock and awe effect that used to be isolated just to the boots on the ground soldiers, but now with modern technology, that's been removed. However, again, there's a danger in that. The media can also use that same shock and awe effect with things that aren't really taking place. Mm-hmm. It's to control people through shock and awe, to gaslight them, to go into a direction that you want them to go. And so I think, again, that's another big concern that people just, again, I keep this clarion call. Please, if you think that everything that the media is telling you is 100% accurate after 2 years of consistent lying, please, please show discernment.
Right. I think my bone of contention in this conflict has been the making a hero out of a fellow who is questionable at best, Mr. Volodymyr Zelensky. And you and I, Pastor Crone, have talked privately about the utter corruption of Ukraine. Not that the people, the civilians of Ukraine, should be blamed for that, but the leadership. And we've got Clinton corruption over there. We've got Biden corruption over there. We've got all sorts of corruption going on in Ukraine. To me, that should be a really red flag warning.
Exactly, Jen. I mean, there's talks of not only that Ukraine was part of the donor base for the Clinton Foundation, but you trace the trail. This goes back to people like Pelosi, John Kerry, Obama, of course, the whole Biden family, if you will. And so the same people that have been in power, that are currently in power, they have a vested interest in making sure that you don't know what's really been going on in Ukraine on top of everything else we've been talking about. And again, they work, unfortunately, for the same crowd, the Great Reset crowd.
Yes.
So I think, again, that's something we need to show discernment. You look at why would they do this on purpose? Because I think they're purposely poking the bear. Well, again, we need another crisis. And again, as you mentioned before the last break, it's a food crisis. Now, why would they want to do that? Well, again, they told us where they wanted to crash the economy. I don't think it's by chance, Jan, that they've chosen this next crisis to be a food crisis, because historically, these same elites know that if you really want to control people, you need to control the food supply. And this is actually on record, and I'm going to share with you a quote. This is Duane Andreas. He's a former chairman of Archer Daniels Midland.
Yes.
And these are the people that control the food supply, right? You think, oh, it's just individual farmers. Not anymore, by and large. And here's what he said. Quote, the food business is far and away the most important business in the world. Everything else is luxury. Food is what you need to sustain everyday life. Food is fuel. You can't run a tractor without fuel, and you can't run a human without food. Listen to this. Food is the absolute beginning. Quote, those who control the global food system have the ultimate in economic power. So in other words, yeah, you want to control a lot of other things, politics, governments, all that stuff. But if you really want to micromanage people, if you really want them to surrender their freedoms, even to a tyrannical government, then control their food supply. And I said that to get to this. Look at what happened the last 2 years. COVID got these Great Reset guys down the line pretty far, and people surrendered their freedoms. But a lot of people woke up and said, you know what? I'm going to become self-sufficient. I'm going to take care of myself. Well, they can't have that, right? So hit the one thing that will bring people to their knees, because you could save up, you can store up, but if they literally grab control through dismantling the food supply, then they know human nature. People are more apt to surrender their freedoms in a time of fear than a time of peace. And they create these crises so they can manage the outcome. And I'm convinced that they know that you can hold out for a while, but if you take away people's food supply, then hunger, it's a powerful, unfortunate, evil tool that these guys could use to further get people along with their agenda for control. I said all that to get to this. The Bible says that's exactly what's coming in the seven-year tribulation, right? The third seal, you're seeing a global famine. And it gets to the point on a global basis where there will be a, quote, food distribution program, where it says a quart of wheat for a day's wages, 3 quarts of barley for the day's wages, don't damage the oil and the wine. That, to me, is ultimately where this is headed. They're going to grab control of the food supply because, oh, no, we're in a global food crisis, so we're going to fix it for you. And they'll be the ones to distribute, which, again, fits in their ultimate plan. See, when they said you'll own nothing and be happy, it wasn't just stuff. It wasn't just dictating where you get to live and what job you can have and who you get to marry and how many kids, the old Agenda 21 program. But it literally is what you buy and sell, which includes your food. And again, I think this is going to push them further down their agenda, that they're creating this war, that part of the reason is to create a global food crisis so they can march in as our saviors, Jan, and fix it. And also know, for those who don't go along with their agenda, and this is the power of controlling food. How long can you hold out? Because you can't go a long time without food. And most grocery stores, they have 72 hours or less on supply. They'll be liquidated in a matter of days. And then what are you going to do?
That is of huge concern. And I think my listeners, obviously, we've all been awakened to the fact that we have some on-the-ground problems. And that's exactly what we're talking about here, with everything spiking absolutely out of control. Again, I had an email from the Netherlands. Gas is $11 a gallon there, folks. You can believe people aren't going very many places. It's a ripple effect. It affects everything. Talking to Pastor Billy Crone for the hour, and we carry a lot of his products, and you can check my online store at olivetreeviews.org, olivetreeviews.org. to see the various heavily DVD sets of Pastor Crone that we carry. We're going to talk about one of those products for sure, and probably two of them next week. Billy's coming back with me for part two of our programming next week. We're going to talk about the rapture of the church. We're going to talk about the great COVID deception. So those are two topics on the table for next week. And I promise, particularly part one with the rapture, is going to be much more uplifting than what we're talking about this hour. Let me ask you this. Vladimir Putin seems to be a nationalist. He would never go along with globalism. Is he even going along with the World Economic Forum? And yet he's the main instigator of their war. Help us understand this.
I think he's the guy, not saying thus saith the Lord, but I think he's the guy that they're poking on purpose to create what they want. They want war. Could have been some other country, but they chose Russia. And part of it, too, is back to the food issue. Ukraine is a big area.
Yes.
That's a breadbasket.
That's right.
That's a perfect place to create the crisis if you're going to create another crisis with food supply and all the other stuff. And again, they're neighbor to Russia, so it's got to be Russia, right? Again, I think that's part of the agenda. But Russia, they have their own agenda. I think that from Putin's mindset that they're taking back Russian territory that's been slowly but surely taking over through NATO arrangements and things of that nature. And I'm not picking sides or saying one side's better than the other, but I think each have their individual agenda. I'm not convinced that he's a part of the Great Reset crowd. And Jan, think about that. That really shouldn't be too surprising because the Bible talks about, of course, the Antichrist, the seven-year tribulation, and his plan for domination over the world. And the Bible's clear about that. But the Bible also says he doesn't really get to fully pull it off. And the scripture says that there's countries, regions that resist his rule. Even in the beginning of the seven-year tribulation, it starts with this guy. He rises on this method of peace and safety, and he makes this treaty with Israel, which is the very event that starts the seven-year tribulation. He seems like the global savior. He's going to bring peace back to the planet, Mr. Fix-It, as you say all the time, Jan. Yeah. So everybody thinks, oh, wow, global peace, finally, after all this calamity. But then it's short-lived. And that's the first seal, the white horse rider. The second seal, and this is at the very beginning of the seven-year tribulation, comes a global war. Well, what's that tell you? Not everybody is on the bandwagon with the Antichrist agenda. Also, you look at these Great Reset guys. Where are they coming from, Jan? They're coming from the UK. They're coming from the EU. They're coming from, dare I say, a revived Roman Empire.
Yes, uh-huh.
And the Bible's very clear. That's where the Antichrist is going to come out of. And then that's what we're seeing. People are lining up, if you will, taking sides on the chessboard. And I don't think necessarily that Russia is a part of that. I think Russia will continue to resist what these guys are doing because the Bible tells us that in the seven-year tribulation, there's going to be countries that are going to resist. And again, I'm not saying thus saith the Lord. I would say other countries will probably resist. Do you think that Africa and South America, who's been under Europe's rule in the past, under that tyranny, do you think they're going to just say, yeah, let's go back into that? Do you think China is going to say, yeah, I'm just going to bow knee to the new revived Roman Empire. We're going to give up our... No. Mm. And again, it fits perfectly with, of course, what God shared. And that's the only source of truth we can rely on. In that, I think you're seeing, even over this conflict, you're seeing the Great Reset, dare I say, the mindset of the revived Roman Empire wanting to take over the planet. You're seeing the chess players in the seven-year tribulation begin to show their colors.
Yes.
Russia is a resistor. Russia will continue to be a resistor in the seven-year tribulation. So on the one hand, that tells you that as much as these guys brag and boast, and we've got this all planned out, we're even doing dry runs. The World Economic Forum, Antichrist Kingdom, Great Reset crowd, they don't have as much control as they think. And we know it's going to fall through the cracks. Now, with that said, the Bible, again, the only source of news, if you will, we can trust, tells us ultimately what Russia is going to do. Now, whether it's through this conflict or whether it's going later down the road, only God knows. But he tells us that Russia is going to continue to go even beyond Ukraine. And eventually, they're going to do the unthinkable, Jan. And they're going to try to take the spoils of Israel. And when you take a look at what Israel has that would be considered plunder or spoils, as Ezekiel 38 says, and that's where we're headed, the Gog and Magog war, then it starts to make sense because Israel is sitting on some of the world's largest gas and oil productions, which is the lifeline of Russia's economy. Even the secular news over there is stating that if Israel continues to develop these, which, by the way, one of them was in the Golan Heights, which Putin said doesn't belong to you, Israel, as he's invading Ukraine, of all statements to make. But if they continue to develop the oil and gas there that they're discovering, they not only will become energy independent, they will become an energy exporter all throughout the UK, which is Russia's livelihood. The point is, could this be, we're also watching, that this current poking of the bear to start a conflict to further the Great Reset goals is eventually going to add to another poke of the bear where they have to go in and take over Israel, because if Israel becomes a major exporter of energy, it's the nail in the coffin for the Russian economy. So you could see, exactly like God warned about in Ezekiel 2,600 years ago, that he's going to put a hook in the jaw of Russia and bring them down to do the unthinkable. And Jen, we're watching the chess pieces being put into play. And here's the good news. All that is, we don't know the day nor the hour. It's just a sign our departure is getting close.
Amen. One more clip here of Charlie Kirk and Pedro Gonzalez talking about Mr. Zelensky and his corruption.
Zelensky himself has said that he's an anti-corruption guy, that he campaigned as the anti-corruption president. He's going to set Ukraine straight. Totally false. There's a report in The Guardian that was based on analysis of Pandora Papers that found that Zelensky is dirty. He's involved in all these offshore networks, that he's just as corrupt as all of his predecessors. He doesn't really hide this. He announced at Davos in the last 2 years or so, at a Davos summit, that he wanted to make Ukraine basically a haven for World Economic Forum investors. This is reported in the Kyiv Post. It's all in the open. This is not someone who has the best interests of Ukrainian civilians in mind. This is someone who is really just representing the interests of his donors, of his backers, of these oligarchs. And that's just the reality of it. And that's why I've likened him to basically the Fauci of world leaders. He's a media creation. He's someone that has been invented by the media. Ironically, he's an actor too. And he's just someone that's been invented by the media and fed to us as a hero that we have to worship. All you have to do is just look a little bit beneath the surface. And it turns out this guy is just a typically corrupt Ukrainian politician.
I've been playing clips from a podcast with Charlie Kirk and his guest, Pedro Gonzalez. Gonzalez is a writer with Chronicles magazine, and Gonzalez has done a deep dive into the character of Volodymyr Zelensky, which, folks, I think you need to know because you're only hearing one side of the story. Mr. Zelensky is not the hero he's being painted as. He's part of the World Economic Forum, and Gonzalez says to Charlie Kirk that there is a campaign to get parts of the West and certainly America into this war. And that's kind of been the point of this hour, is that indeed we are in the times of wars and rumors of wars. To try to get America into this war, get the Western world, turn this into a world war, because that will facilitate the goals of the World Economic Forum, the reset, the globalist agenda, etc. And I've spent the hour with Pastor Billy Crone, Sunrise Bible Church, Las Vegas, getalifemedia.com, getalifemedia.com. Again, we carry lots of his products. Just check my online store to find them or sign up for our various newsletters at olivetreeviews.org, olivetreeviews.org, and you'll see the various products that we are carrying from Pastor Billy Crone. I have in front of me, Billy Crone, an article by Leo Homan. Let me read two short paragraphs and have you comment. He said, this is a recent article, "Are you ready for the global cabal's plan B? With COVID now a fading memory, phase two of the Great Reset will surely get your attention." Homan says, "Many sleepy Americans are just now starting to wake up to the fact that maybe this isn't just a temporary price spike like the many other blips and dips we've seen in the past. Some are actually having to consider quitting their jobs because they don't make enough money to justify the exorbitant fuel cost of driving to their place of employment." And then he says, and I'll stop here in the interest of time, he says, "The next big move will be a major and crippling cyber attack on the U.S. infrastructure, possibly knocking out the banking system for a short time. And when things are brought back online, you might be asked to accept a new digital ID system that is even now being prepared." Now, Billy Crone, before we discuss that, I really want to emphasize something that we need to do in this hour, and you do it so well, and that is, God will always take care of his own. We know that. He will provide wisdom for those of us who are seeking wisdom right now as to what on earth to do. We see famine in the tribulation. Church does not go through the tribulation, which doesn't mean that listeners shouldn't be preparing for some difficult days ahead. And you take it from there.
Jen, that's where our hope lies throughout all this. You mentioned about the article, the cyber attack and whatever. Again, go back to the Great Reset, guys. Klaus Schwab has stated that not only are they practicing a, quote, cyber pandemic scenario, a cyber attack across the world, but he's already telling us it's going to be worse than COVID-19. So again, why would you do that? What's their goal? They want to dismantle everything. In fact, let me just read to you. Okay, what's a cyber attack? Why should I be concerned? Here's one article from Business Insider. They said, imagine waking up one day and feeling as if a hurricane hit, except everything is still standing. The lights are out. There's no running water. You got no phone signal. There's no internet, no heating, no air conditioning. Food starts to rot in your fridge. Hospitals struggle to save their patients. Trains and planes are all stuck. There's none of the collapsed buildings or torn up trees that accompany a hurricane, and no floodwater. But all the same, the world you take for granted has collapsed. This is what it would look like if hackers decided to take your country offline, i.e. a cyber attack. That sounds like crazy. Why would you do that? Well, again, could that be? They're already telling us, just like they did dry runs with COVID, now they're doing dry runs with the cyber attack. Is this going to be what's coming out of this conflict with Russia that's driving up the food prices, mm-hmm. taking you further down their goal? Or is this what's going to follow that? And then that's going to be, now we're into stage two with this Russia-Ukraine conflict. Maybe cyber attack is going to be stage three to further put the nail in the coffin. We don't know. But here's the point, Jim. That is what they have plans for us. But that's not where ultimately, I'm not saying stick your head in the sand and don't get equipped to make smart decisions as a Christian, of course, because we don't know the timing of the Lord. But where we need to focus on is that God is the one that is in control. If you haven't got it memorized, you haven't read it in a while, please read Psalm chapter 2. Mm-hmm. In Psalm chapter 2, God says, "Why do the nations conspire and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth," dare I say the Greek reset guys, "take their stand and their rulers together against the Lord and his anointed ones. Let us break their chains and throw off their fetters." And what's it say? The one enthroned God in heaven laughs. Like, you're going to really stop God's plan that at the end of the seven-year tribulation, Jesus Christ is coming back with his church to establish the millennial kingdom. You're not going to stop that. But in the meantime, this is some concerning stuff. So what do we do? Well, number one, as you mentioned, Jen, as Christians, we need to seek wisdom from God. I'm convinced that even if we're going to go through some of these privations that they're warning that's coming, then James chapter 1 says, if you need wisdom, don't doubt, ask God, and he'll give it to you. And it says there, he'll give it to you abundantly. So when that time comes, if you're seeking God and you're growing in your walk with him, I'm convinced he'll do what he's promised. He will show us what we need to do, right? Number one. Number two, I'm not against that if they're saying that there's a global food crisis coming, and then make some preparation in case you're out of power for a while or the food supply is disruptive. Don't go to the end of the spectrum on the opposite side and say, I need to store up 7 years worth of food because I'm going to be in the seven-year tribulation. No, you're not. But use discretion, use wisdom. Here's the other thing. Jan, this should be the opportunity for the church of Jesus Christ, the real church, to shine in the midst of this, to be a witness to this world, because this should be the church at its finest. And that is, the church takes care of one another. You look at the early church history, and even the secularists in the Roman Empire at that time, they were blown away by the early Christians because of three things, historically. Number one, they could give a logical defense for their faith. They knew why they believed and what they believed, and they could defend it. Number one, they were equipped. They were disciples of Christ. Number two, they did not love their lives so much to forsake death. They were willing to die for the faith. But number three, what blew them away, Jan, was the love that the Christians demonstrated to mm-hmm. one another.
Yes.
Whoever they were, they took each other in, they provided for each other. And Jan, if we're still here and the rapture hasn't happened, that's what we need to get back to as Christians. We need to get back to being the church and loving one another and taking care of each other. And I get it, some of your listeners, and we get phone calls and emails every week, I can't find a healthy church. Well, here's the benefit. This is why you need to network with Christians in your community and become a home church and a house church, which really isn't foreign scripturally because that's how the church started. But get together with like-minded Christians. There's strength in numbers. Encourage one another, as the scripture says, as you see the day approaching. But that's a practical thing. Not only try to be responsible, make wise decisions to take care of you and your family, but get involved with other Christians, because more people together, you can help take care of each other, is the other thing. And then this should be the greatest time of harvest that the church has ever seen, because we don't just take care of each other. We get outward focused, as the scripture says, and we get busy telling people that I don't know how long we're going to be into this with this privation that's coming, but the Bible's very clear. You can escape the worst of it, the seven-year tribulation, through Jesus Christ. And right now, it isn't just Christians who are walking through this great reset agenda and this globalist stuff that we've been talking about. But guess what? So are the non-Christians. And so if anything, it's easy for us to step in as a Christian and share where true hope lies. Mm-hmm. Our hope is not in this world. It's the world to come. And here's the good news. You could have it if you would just ask for it and receive God's gracious offer of forgiveness through Jesus Christ. And again, they too are starting to wake up and realize something's wrong. It's not getting better. What's going on? And you and I could step in and say, here's what's going on. It's headed towards the Antichrist kingdom that the Bible warned about 2,000 years ago. But here's the good news. If you would receive Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior today, doesn't mean you're not going to go through some challenging times. But here's the good news. You won't go through the seven-year tribulation, and you'll be a part of a time called the millennial kingdom, where Jesus will be ruling and reigning. There are no global elites. There will be no privation. It'll be peace on earth, truly so, for 1,000 years. You don't want to miss it. Please receive Christ your Savior. That should be our focus as well.
Thank you, Pastor Billy Crone. You're going to join me again next week. We're going to talk more in depth about the rapture of the church, because we're carrying one of your new products. So thank you for spending time with me today, Billy Crone, and looking forward to next week as well.
Thank you, Jen. It's always great to be on.
Let me just go out. I haven't used this little saying in quite some time, and I think it's appropriate this weekend. It says this: when the time was right, the sea parted, the walls fell down, the lions went hungry, the sun stood still, the waves were calm, the stone was rolled away, the clouds were parted, the Lord ascended, and when the time is right, the King of Kings will return. God is never early, and he's never late. He's always right on time, and his plan for you is good. Well, thank you for listening, folks. We're going to talk to you again next week. My guest will be back with me again next week, Pastor Billy Crone. Thanks for listening. You are the love
song we'll sing forever. Contact us through our website, olivetreeviews.org. That's olivetreeviews.org. Call us Central Time at 763-559-4444. That's 763-559-4444. We get our mail when you write to Olive Tree Ministries and Jan Markell, Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311. That's Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311. All gifts are tax deductible. God called you to be a part of this generation, to shine a light in the darkness, to give someone a cup of cold water, and to tell them about eternal life available through God's Son, Jesus Christ. So don't grow discouraged. Just know that today's events are allowing everything to fall into place.